The following is a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.
Oh, hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our lovely little popular music podcast with our father and son dynamic, but not in a nice way.
I'd say it's a nice way.
It's a nice way.
There's definitely worse father and son dynamics.
Oh, definitely. Like, we get on.
I'm
43.
Yeah.
You're 23. We're not blood relatives.
We're not, which is...
But it's like, we get on, right? That's nice.
It is.
But also, like... It's not twee, that's what I mean.
I think it might be because of the no blood relation thing. I think that hinders a lot of families.
So yeah, maybe.
If any of you have got families that you're blood related to, sorry.
Yeah, it's going to be rubbish. Maybe you should sell your kid to... No, don't sell...
You can't sell kids, man. Can't sell a bairn.
Give your kids to a stranger. It'll be a better life for them.
I think the stranger would be more thankful if you just gave them away as opposed to selling. There might be that resentment for the price otherwise.
Hang on, I think it's crucial though that your mother is a blood relative of yours. So why not?
That's true.
If you've got kids, dump your partner if they're their biological parent and get a new, better one in.
You can just swap them.
Yeah,
I think a lot
just
of people
do that.
Forget that.
Do that. My name's Lee Kyle.
Hello, Lee.
No, that is a cue for you to introduce you.
Oh, I was trying to be nice.
Oh, hello.
No, it's fine, it's fine. Moment's gone, mate. I'm Kia Kyle.
Kia has got middle names, I haven't.
Do you not?
No.
I just assumed you wouldn't. I didn't know it because I'm ignorant.
Ignorant. When I was christened in the Roman Catholic Church, they added the name James.
Because, any reason?
Because it's a saint's name and Lee isn't.
Right.
But that's not my middle name and I don't use it.
They love buttoning, don't they?
They love out like that. They love out like that. And then I was going to get that thing that happens later, confirmed when you're like 13 or 14.
Oh, yeah.
But... I didn't want to, and I had to go back to church, and that. Like, that's not going to happen. And I was going to pick Thaddeus.
Thaddeus is fucking good.
Even though I now think it's pronounced Thaddeus, but...
Nah, Thaddeus.
Thaddeus is better. You had a goldfish
called
Thaddeus.
Thaddeus doesn't sound as good.
So what's this podcast? Is it about middle names? Hardly
Fuck
ever.
Fuck off. It's about music.
It's about popular music, but not your obscure music. I love a bit of obscure music at times.
You do.
But that's not what this is.
Well, what the piss is
it? This is about the very top of the charts. Just under.
The little
bottom tit of the charts. So, oh, we've got all the classics that got a number one in the charts. Jason Nevins. Others, right?
The Nolans, they didn't get one. They got close.
Did the Nolans not?
No, I don't.
Not even.
They might have. I don't know.
Hey, text in. Text 1-800-CHARTS.
I was looking for the Nolans the other day for quite a while. I was in a pub. I was in the pub Lady Grey's.
You were legit. Hang on. You were looking for the Nolans.
On Wikipedia, I was looking for the Nolans.
You were in a pub at 23 in the centre of one of Britain's most hedonistic cities, and you were Googling the Nolans.
It was Saturday night at about between 1:30 and 2:00.
You're a laugh view.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? So we were on the Wikipedia page for Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, I wonder if I can get other Nolans from here. So, you know,
a bit like, hang on. A bit like Neil Harris and Sam May's podcast, Wiki Wiki Wild Wild Quest.
They were the ones that inspired us. Because I had a listen. It's actually quite a good podcast.
It's all right, yeah.
So,
give it a listen,
everybody. I just spent about 40 minutes doing that. I wasn't very good. I was a bit drunk. And the Nolans are harder to find than you'd think. But I got there. I did get there.
Uh-huh. Anyway, this podcast is about songs that got a number two and whether or not they should get a number one, and then we'll compare them with the song that got a number one, and then we'll decide whether the song that got number two should get promoted to number one.
It's a better premise than their stupid little pub game.
Oh, I'm in Wikipedia at 2:00 in the morning looking at the Nolans. Fucking dorks.
Oh, they're a lovely
this is
bunch
about
of, bunch
rock
of
and roll
nerds,
music. Any old way you choose it, this.
Good vibrations for your ear pleasure.
Yeah, and Killer Queen. That's another song.
There is a Killer Queen.
Yeah. So, this is presented by Felt Now, as is that podcast we mentioned earlier, Why Not Listen, where you can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/feltnout, where you get this early, plus bonus episodes, plus loads of other stuff, and we recently had our 50th patron. That is true, that.
Oh, that's nice.
Actually, that's not true. We've had more than that, but... we've for the first time got 50 at the same time.
That's
you
good.
See. That so we're doing a prize draw on Thursday this week. So if you're hearing this the day it goes out, which I think will be Thursday on the Patreon. No, that doesn't make sense. Because it won't be going out to the general public the week after, so it's too late. So you're too late for the draw for prizes.
Right, that's true.
But
we'll put out a tweet or something. We'll let people know, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah, you will know. You will know. So join that.
Unless you don't follow a Twitter, in which case you've missed out.
Or Facebook or Instagram.
We've told them to join the Patreon loads. This is, yeah, this is on them.
Patreon.com/feltnow, right? You get loads of stuff and you do loads of good. What fucking join it or I'll knock you out.
The money's for good things as well. It's not just coke, yeah, which,
you might be able to
let's
tell.
Be honest, most entertainment companies do use it for cocaine.
We've used it for good. You might notice, certainly not an improvement in the quality of what we're seeing, because it's been a few weeks. We're a bit out of practice.
Yeah, we're a bit rusty.
But you'll be able to hear the quality, the improvement in the quality of the sound, because we've got new equipment.
We've
got four microphones. Yeah, we're only using two, because we've got headphones on, we've got... Listen to this. We're not going to delve deeply into the sound effects. We're not going to suddenly be fucking Tommy and the Cunt, you know, wacky radio DJs, but... Just know, if we need them...
Locked and loaded.
They're there.
Safety off.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Now, we're going to head into the break now. And afterwards, we're going to discuss number two hit, Sit Down by James, and the one and only by Chesney Hawkes. We're going to have a little snippet of those songs. We'll come back and I will put the fourth of our sound effects on and we'll start. You're going to love this. Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chesney Hawkes versus James. You're here on O Vienna Podcast, I forgot to say the name earlier, with Lee Kyle, Kia Kyle, on your dial, don't touch that dial, 97.4 FM.
I love if we had an FM. We could get a fucking FM.
How would you get an FM?
I don't know, imagine you just put the radio waves out there.
Is it still called?
It can't be hard, can it?
We they always say AM, but what's the difference between AM and MW? Do they still have medium wave?
They've got DAB, don't they? I don't know what DAB is.
DAB's something to do with the internet, isn't it?
Is it? It might be, I don't know.
We're here on FM DAB, O Vienna, the podcast, straight to your ears. That's not a good... They all are that.
Not all of them. Braillecasts.
I wonder if they exist.
If not, that's a fucking great market that we could delve in.
Oh, it would be hard.
Maybe not one about music, because we'd have to braille out the music as well, which I imagine is difficult.
But deaf people do go to music, don't they? So they feel the vibes.
I wonder if there's a way, right? You know how records and stuff work where the needle goes in the little grooves in the LP, mm-hmm. as music people say. Would there be a way to sort of make some sort of cool ring or finger pointer to turn the deaf person into the receiver and somehow have them hear it from that and not their broken ears?
Yes. I think that we're going to go with broken ears, are we?
I think there might be a way to do that. Obviously, it would be more than just, you know, putting your hand on it and, ooh, you'd have to do some sort of internal wiring.
I would like
but
to...
But I think there would be a way to...
I feel like I would like to be able to do more for the deaf community, but that this is out of my pay grade, you know, in terms of engineering.
And what you're willing to do for...
No, don't get us... Oh, I would absolutely do it. I'd love to do it.
Would you? I'd love to do it.
I'd love to do it. In fact, I'm going to say now, I'll reveal, I'm doing a degree on it just for that right now.
What would you love to do more? Help the deaf people or watch the Minions?
I love the Minions.
Because you love the Minions.
It's one of my catchphrases that I only ever use in the house, everyone. About how much I love the Minions.
But it's not like it's a very once in a while thing. It's most times I see you, now, you bring up how much you love the Minions.
I love the Minions. Now, I've never actually seen the Minions. I know anything about them, but I love them.
The ideal of the Minions, you fucking...
The idea about what I imagine they're like. Oh, I love the Minions.
The cheeky little scamps, mate. I'll tell you that right now.
They're so good. Oh, I love the Minions. They're funny and kind. I bet they are.
Probably, they do help that man out a lot, don't they? I forgot what the man's name is.
I don't even care about him. I love the minute. Kia, we need to focus on this episode. This has been terrible. This is 9 minutes in, and that's without the...
This is 9 fucking minutes.
That's without the stings and the little bits of music. Well, over 10 minutes, this is bad.
This is not great.
This is bad.
It's like we're out of practice, we've said. It's...
Yeah, people will be okay with that, because we are in week commencing the 31st of March, 1991.
A new fucking decade.
Yeah. Lee Kyle is in the second year of senior school, yeah. He's just starting to fall behind. He's in the top class of sure, but his as yet undiagnosed ADHD is causing problems.
It's a lot like what happened with me, isn't it?
Teachers aren't happy, Keir. The fact is, Mr. Wiblin's a deputy head, and he does not like Lee being sat next to his son, Andrew Wiblin, who has got a big future, but is getting very distracted.
Did you ruin that child?
No, because what happened is, somehow suspiciously, about a year later, after Mr. Wiblin had pulled me out of class and asked me if I'd not rather go to a different school. Somehow then I got moved down every single class not long afterwards, so I wouldn't be sat next to him. Which, looking back, seems a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
It seems like what he's done is thrown a talented yet difficult child, hello, under the bus. So he then felt worthless and went on to really struggle in his exams in later life with confidence issues. And his own son at 21 was earning 6 figures. I'm just saying, like, Mr. Wiblin, I'm glad you had that breakdown.
But which one of you has got a hit podcast?
We've both got the same.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Can you tell people about this, please, everyone? It would do. He was bald before me. That's something. He was bald in his early 20s.
And actually, then you caught up, so you're still one in a way as well. Yeah. So and not I'm only did you save your hair for longer, you also didn't let him feel like the only one who could lose it.
I'm a great guy. And I'm in show business, and I don't know what he does, but it's probably something to do with maths, like a square. So I've won in the end. If you measure it in very specific ways.
Chesney Hawks!
Yeah. And at this point, there was a hit movie out. Buddy's Song with Roger Daltrey.
Right. Do not know it.
I don't know of anyone who's seen it, but it was on a lot of things at the time. It was like, oh, you've got to come and see Buddy's Song with not only Roger Daltrey, but with this hot young hunk, Chesney Hawks, playing, I imagine, Buddy. Right? I imagine he was Buddy. He looks like a Buddy.
He looks like he could be called Buddy in like some sort of fun, family-friendly, younger show.
Hmm.
You know, your Disneys, your Nickelodeons, your Pops, that sort of deal.
But I think this was aimed at an older market. But
it 100% was, mate. But this is the later spin-off.
Daltrey. Right. Hawks. Two of the greatest rock stars of the post-rock and roll generation, right? Daltrey and Hawks together at last, even though no one had heard of Hawks yet. This is how he got famous, right?
Right.
One of the songs from, I assume, at that movie, but it might have just been off the soundtrack, I don't know, was... which is the start of The One and Only.
It was, mate. I recognised it.
The start of The One and Only. A massive hit for suddenly everywhere Chesney Hawks. Call him, calling by his name, calling by his number. And now Chesney Hawks, The One and Only, is regarded as the quintessential one-hit wonder.
I'd agree.
But it's not true. He had another hit that everyone's forgotten about.
Yeah, but if you forget, then I don't think it counts as not being a one-hit wonder.
It was in the charts.
Yeah, but
it went, I'm a man, not a boy now. It went like that.
And that never heard of it, mate.
Yeah, but you weren't around at the time.
It doesn't matter. You've got to think about longevity when it comes to music. You think fucking Mozart was just doing stuff for his time? No, he was looking to fucking keep raking it in.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think, you know when people say, oh God, it was all right, but it's very much of its time. I prefer that because I like things to sound like that time. You know what I mean? I'm listening to The One and Only. I'm back in 91.
But when they can bring their time into the future, mate.
And that is also true. That is also a worthy thing to do, right? But Chesney Hawks might have been one of the most of his time pop stars who somehow is still sort of about today.
Explain.
Okay, so Chesney Hawks... His popularity was so brief. Yeah. So brief. He had this. He had another small hit. He was really beloved. And then I remember watching the Smash Hits Paul Winner's Party.
Right.
Which was a big event in pop music back in the day. Smash Hits magazine would put a big party. It would be hosted by, this year, Philip Schofield. When he was a kids' TV presenter and young. I remember famously one, I think it was the same year Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine went on and tried to be all rebellious and sort of bit the microphone and threw stuff about. And Phyllis Schofield sort of, I'll be honest, made them look like pricks by going, ooh, you're very dangerous, aren't you? And stuff like that.
Oh,
and they look
God,
kind of,
dick.
But they sort of did look a bit pathetic because you kind of go, yeah, but you just have went on this kid's show. You have, you know what yeah, I mean? Like yeah. You could only then go, oh no, but look at me, I'm being daring. You're not, are you?
Yeah.
And I remember that year, Chesney Hawkes, it was about 4 months after he's had his hit. And then suddenly he won all of the, like, because smash hits, the thing is, they were quite, for a pop magazine, they were quite left field and disrespectful. So that they would have all the pop stars on the front and they would obviously go, oh, they're great. But they'd also have awards such as worst male and least fanciable male.
Oh, great, like great.
And he just won them all. He won all the shit ones. And I remember Philip Schofield going, well, that's showbiz. If this was 4 months ago, you'd won all the good ones. But he was just that quickly done.
Yeah.
You know, he was that quickly done. But he's just played at the World Cup.
What?
One of the World Cup games, one of the England games at the World Cup. The halftime entertainer was Chesney Hawkes singing the one and only.
I didn't know he was still about.
No, and he's just, he's about on a nostalgia thing. But it's one of those things where his thing was so short and he wasn't that big a star other than for a couple of weeks. But his name's still, like, if you say Chesney Hawkes, people still know.
Yeah, and to be fair, you would be happy if you were at a football game and they're like, oh, yeah, one and only Chesney Hawkes. Chesney. Oh, fucking hell, all right, yeah. All right.
And I know he still plays, like, well, the thing is, he plays the university circuit, which makes sense in, like, 1998, when the people who would have bought that would have then been at university. But now, how do they know who Chesney Hawkes is?
Yeah, I haven't really heard anyone mention that song in a while. Like, I mean, I've got, you know, I knew when I was very young because of your wrestling days. Someone had it as their entrance
music. Oh, this is true. So for those who don't know, I was a low-grade professional wrestler for almost a decade. And I also commentated sometimes. And former IWF champion, and I'm going to say one of the best wrestlers in Northeast wrestling history. I'm happy to say that. Assassin, he used to come out of the one and only. And what an entrance song that is.
Good,
I'm sorry.
It stuck with me all these years. Yeah. So, I mean,
because you can judge the one and only, but if you don't know any of the social stuff around it, I think it's a pretty good pop song.
It is a fucking good song.
It builds well. It's got,
oh, no, it does have a nice, it's a got nice a good intro.
You know,
it's a good sound.
Call me.
That's what we should have got on the fucking soundboard.
Oh, yeah. I'll work out how to change that and we'll start. I am. It's good, right?
It is.
It would be a good entrance for him. It would be a good entrance. It would be a strong hit for Hawkes. Who now, I remember hearing a story that when he does gigs, he starts with the one and only, ends with the one and only, encores with one and only.
Brilliant.
Good and stuff. I think most of the stuff in the middle is sort of him just doing covers. Because
I'm
going to go, I'm going to type in Chesney Hawkes.
Find the set list.
Set list.
We'll see him in Bent Park in a year or two. He seems like the sort of person that'd grab
set
on.
Set list FM.
But he wouldn't be like the headliner. He'd be the one that's on before.
Oh yeah, you're not selling tickets with. Yeah, his last gig was at the FIFA Fan Festival 2022. Before that, this is show business as fuck. Like it shows how different things can be, like from one gig to the next. The one before that in September was at Chelmsford Social Club.
Brilliant.
It's that. Then the work.
It's quite interesting. I was talking to my former manager when I worked at a popular clothing store, All Saints, and he's in a band. He's in a punk band. And he was telling us that the only gigs he's ever done is a multitude of gigs at Xerox, the bar/club on the quayside. And it's a small venue. It's maybe like a 60, 70-person venue upstairs and a 1,500-person venue at one of the unis. And they're the only places he's ever performed, which is a mental mix of...
So I've done it all, really. So at Chelmsford Social Club, I will say, 5 tracks here. He did not get an encore, which that was a difficult gig, Chelmsford Social Club. And he only opened with the one and only. And then I imagine the crowd.
It disappeared a bit, yeah.
But I do think his second track, speaking of that, was Imagine, which I don't know if Hawkes has the heft to pull off Imagine.
I'd love if there's a video for that, because...
It's hard to believe that.
If not, I'm going to have to travel to a Chesney Hawkes gig, and I don't really know if I'm willing to do that.
Then he did Silence is Golden by the Tremolos, then a song which simply says Unknown, and then Here Comes My Baby by the Tremolos. He loves the Tremolo.
I've never seen one say Unknown before.
And then in August, he was at the Rewind Festival, where he went with... Oh, Chesnia overreaching, mate. Okay, come back. And open with that. I don't know what that is. I'm right. A man, not a boy. Hit two. He did four songs here. Ended on the one and only.
Obviously.
Third, Purple Rain. Chesney, you're... I don't know if you're doing that with a little wink, Chesney, but you're kidding yourself, son.
What if he does actually fucking slam these out of the park? Like, what if... Because we've never seen a Chesney Hawks gig. Who are we to judge? We don't know what he's capable of outside of the realms of his 2-1 hit wonders that he's apparently had. He's 2-1
He doesn't play as much these days. I suppose there's been a pandemic. I was going to say he didn't do a gig between July 2019 and July 2022.
I don't think many people did gigs around that time.
But he did. Let's Rock the Northeast in 2019 in Harrington and Sunderland.
And we missed seeing Chesney Hawks in Sunderland.
And nobody's put the set list on. Nobody even knows. I'm presumably
well,
the same
thing. Well, it's a good thing that one of our listeners will have been there. So please let me know.
If you were there,
if you remember, or if you have any videos.
Oh, nobody seems to have recorded a lot of his sets other than the more recent ones. So...
It's Chesney. Because maybe that's a good sign. They're too busy rocking out. Because a lot of people are on the phones at gigs these days, but when you're at a Hawks gig, he's been doing more than 5 or 6 songs the whole time. Just they've been so into it that they've dropped the phones.
Too excited.
They've been lost in the masses.
Once he's doing his tremolo covers, what are you going to do?
Oh, fucking hell.
So, that was at number 1 in the charts. We all agree, a song of some worth. Oh, and the Squares listener will be like, oh no, it's not serious music that... Look... Chesney Hawks, joking aside, not a great talent, right?
But yeah, I think we haven't seen him play Purple Rain.
As far as we know, not a great. But I think there is something lovely about somebody striking gold once who isn't a great. You know what I mean? Like that's what's good about these so-called one-hit wonders that they have the moment of magic.
I respect them for still going as well. Like he could have just cashed out on his money from One and Only. He could be living a nice retired life in Palau. But no, instead he's. He's pushing on, doing social clubs, and I respect
it. I wonder how much he got, because he didn't write it.
Did he not? Oh, no, that hindered it a bit then. I guess it does seem one of those things where it was very manufactured, so I bet there was a big taken out of
it. I've also heard he's a bit seedy with the lasses at the uni gigs, like. It's probably why he doesn't get them anymore.
Most musicians are. Maybe.
Like a magician I won't name. So at number 2 in the charts...
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah. At number 2 in the charts, Sit Down by James. Now, there was a poll done fairly recently, and that was voted out of all the songs that got a number 2 and not number 1, the fourth, not the fourth best, but the fourth most hard done by. I think there's way bigger discrepancies, including the one we'll talk about next week. I don't think there's as much between Sit Down by James and the One and Only by Chesney Hawks, as people would say.
I was surprised that they were out at the same time. I thought the Sit Down was more of a mid-90s track,
okay, James.
It was
James
were
still around in the big 90s, in the mid-90s.
See, that's why
hits.
I assume it also has that sort of sound that a lot of later 90s artists try to resemble, but no, it was just
it's certainly
ahead of its time.
You can tell where they're from. There's certainly a Manchester-y sound to it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But it's slightly different. I think there's still a bit more Smiths in James as well. So, because actually this song was from earlier. It was first released in 1989.
Wild.
But it did chart, but not as high. And I think the reason is the first one was 8 minutes long.
What?
It was 8 minutes long, Sit Down at first.
Fucking hell, and yeah, that'll hinder it.
Clearly, they've re-released it again as a shorter version, 4 minutes long. Now, it's very much, I think out of all of the songs, actually, it's the most indie disco song in the world.
Do you think?
Yeah, it's the if I was to, and I don't go to your indie disco anymore. Oh, not these days. Not these days, son. But when I used to go to such things... It's the most, Sit Down by James is, it's obvious, even more than, like, Stone Roses stuff, it's even more than, like, the Smiths, the obvious stuff.
I will say that, because I've been to many an indie night in my frequent years, my recent times, I've never really heard that as much.
That's interesting.
You hear fucking the things like Common People and your Arctic Monkeys and stuff all the time, but I think that one has sort of been, like, people know it will occasionally come on, but it's not one of the every nighters.
I wonder if that's because, well, there wouldn't be, the people who are gone now, there wouldn't be the same nostalgia for
well,
it.
Well, no,
obviously.
That's what I mean. I think it has been left behind somewhat, but...
I feel like there's also a sort of year zero in that sort of music now where I wonder if they're just playing Britpop and post-Britpop stuff. Mm. So, James, the Smiths, all those people who would have been playing in the past.
Oh, yeah, the Smiths a lot. The Smiths are constantly on. People are always going to be miserable, mate. You've got to remember that.
Yeah, but James was sort of like almost... they were sort of, I guess, sold as sort of the next thing along from the Smiths. But I never quite grasped them. I think it's because Tim Booth, who's the singer, he's got a bit of hippie about him, and I'm always going to doubt that. Mm. You know, he's all a bit like, there's something kind of about his vibe, very sort of, I don't want to say cult leader, but something about like, come on guys, we're all together as one.
I will say, I fucking hate the name James for a band. I like the idea of it, if it just being a bloke's name, but I fucking hate it in practice.
I've never even considered it, because I suppose I've just been so used to it. But I do not love it.
It's not great. It's really not great.
And again, I think you can see it's where the Smiths, being called the Smiths, makes sense because it's the most boring surname. And it's like, oh, it's about tedious grey normality, the Smiths. Yeah. Whereas James is a bit that, innit? But just not as good a choice.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost like not as good the Smiths, which, you know.
Yeah.
But this song, it's got that whole thing about, oh, everybody, let's come together and stuff, right? It's got that thing. But
we had that one, it was years before.
Also the biggest hit in rock, radio, FM ever. But I sort of don't... And again, I think I'm putting the negatives for this song stronger than I did for the other one, for One and Only, because I think this is a more well-regarded song in general. But I wonder if it's a bit Robbie Williams' Angels.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit like, oh, God, this song, everyone, let's hug.
Oh, come on, let's... You know, karaoke, end of the night, but when you want something more energetic, but some fucker puts on the slowest song possible and people are just standing there waving their arms and it's just like, yeah, but, like, where's your ballroom blitzers, you know? Where's your fucking kick up the backsides?
Yeah, I wonder if it's just a bit too, like... And that's what gave it its ubiquity in the sort of things I would have been going to, which was that it was probably the most effective song of its type. And I wonder whether that's why it's not played as much now, because that sort of song can be replaced by Angels or Wonderwall.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You go, oh, God, let's have a sing song. Now, it's a better song than Angels, but I hate it.
I mean, that's not hard, though, is it?
I have a massive bias against Robbie Williams for reasons I can't even remember.
He's just Robbie Williams.
Yeah, like, I don't even remember why I hate him now, and he probably didn't deserve it, but it's too late now, Williams.
I'm sure he does.
It's too late now, Williams. I cannot go back to that. Like, and this song gives me sort of that sort of vibe. But James, they had a very long career. They're still cracking about, you know, they're still winning awards.
They're still headlining smaller festivals, aren't they?
But I don't remember them being that loved in that day. I wonder if it's more that they've just hung on, so people then go, oh yeah, we love James. And you go, I don't know if he's dead. And whether people are now just like, what else they're going to do? Most of the bands they would have liked at the time don't exist. I wonder if that's where the nostalgia comes from.
I bet you will see more bias in those like mid to small sized festival bookings as well. Because, you know, it's not like the top of the industry games that are booking your Reddins and your Leeds and your Glastonbury's. So, you know, they will still be like, oh, James were good back in the day. Let's get James on.
And they've never, you have to, in fairness to them, they've stuck in. Like, they've consistently released albums since 86. They had one out 2021, they had one out 2018, 2016.
Fuck off, are James still releasing music?
And I bet I'm going to check the discography, because I think they did have loads of, it wasn't just this and Laid, they did have a lot of hits, you know, like they weren't. So the last album, All the Colours of You, got a number 3 in the album chart.
I always forget if the album chart's a difficult nab to get. I know, like, obviously it's not an easy one, but you do hear a lot of bands being like, oh, number 1 album of the week.
But they did dip, I must say, like, the lowest album, 2010's The Night Before, got a number 20. They released 2 albums that year, the other one got a 19. But since then, 11, 6... 11, 2, 6 and 3, which you cannot fuck about with.
They still get over 2 million monthly listeners on Spotify, which obviously, you know, a lot of that will come from their big ones, but that's still an impressive number.
Yeah. They've not had a hit single since 2001. They did have Sit Down 98, which I have no memory of. I don't know how it was different. That was in 98. Yeah. Shall we go through the charts?
Come on then. Come on.
We always like to see this. What was in the charts? Back this week, the week commencing 31st of March 1991. Number 1, Chesney Hawkes, The One and Only.
Oh, we know about this bad lad.
Number 2, Sit Down, brackets, 1991. James.
Yeah.
The shorter version. Rhythm of My Heart by Rod Stewart. No memory of that. A lot of these songs are ones that I'd absolutely remember if I heard, but I'm not going
to
put
I'd
that
like
on.
To go to a Rod Stewart gig.
Would you? I'd hate it.
I would. No, I would. Was it him that had the most attended concert in history?
He's not Scottish. I know people know that.
What?
But I only realised that about 3 years ago. He's not even Scottish, Rod Stewart.
Is he not?
Nah. He's from Essex. Doesn't he have a Scottish accent? You just assume he would because he looks Scottish and sports Celtic. Wears a lot of tartan.
Right, let's see. Who was it? Yes, it was Rod Stewart, where he performed in front of 3.54 million people on a beach in Brazil.
That's what you want in Brazil, isn't you? Fucking sailing.
Yeah, mental it.
Fucking hell. Fourth up one place. It's thing is with these mics, you do feel like you're getting out to the charts. Climbing one place to four. It's Roxette with Joyride.
You know, yeah,
Joyride?
It is on.
She died recently, a couple of years ago, didn't she? The last out of Roxette.
She did, yeah. That's sad.
Secret Love by the Bee Gees, which I don't know if it's a cover of the Doris Day hit or not. Where the Streets Have No Name, a Pet Shop Boys cover, which of course we covered the Pet Shop Boys doing a cover quite recently. Simple Minds. There's a lot of 80s acts here still hanging on.
Well, yeah, because there was the fade out, wasn't there? There was the transition into the 90s.
It's inevitable, isn't it? People think there's like one thing.
Glam metal was still like just on its last legs at this point, wasn't it? That was still clinging on for dear life before it gets brutally swiped by the grunge scene.
But even that's not as like... People think of that as like when that killed all that. Of course it didn't.
It was already on its last legs by the end of
it. No, but it still exists, you know what I mean? There's still people selling...
Million Scandinavia. Big Scandinavian scene for the glam metal lot.
But even like into the 90s and in the late 90s, like some of those bands were still having hits. It's like a myth to go and then they all just stopped. Like,
nothing came out. I mean, Guns N' Roses were still bringing out stuff in the mid-90s, weren't they?
Number nine, The Stonk. Sorry, I got excited.
Stonk.
Right, The Stonk by Hale and Pace and The Stonkers was the Comic Relief single.
Right.
And Hale and Pace were seemed funny to me at the time because I was 12, comedy act, who actually were fucking rubbish. Although they do have, if you like musical parodies, they have a perfectly acceptable proclaim as one for its day.
Nice! I do like that!
Maybe we'll find that for the bonus episode. We'll watch it.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be cute.
So this was a stonk. It was a dance routine, which I don't know if he even appeared in the video. Anyway, let's stonk to the rhythm of the honky-tonk. Stick a red nose on your conk. And let's stonk. That was huge.
I like that.
Snap Megamix. We were in the dying days of the Megamix, but we sell it. You know, Snap, I got the power.
Oh, yeah, them of course I know that, man.
Mary had a little boy. Little did she know. Lovely stuff.
Don't know that.
The Hole of the Moon, 1991 by the Waterboys, which is definitely late for that. But again, like James, they've re-released it. I don't know if they made it shorter or not. Fergal Sharkey's in at number 12 out of the Undertone. Didn't expect that, did you?
That didn't.
Fergal Sharkey, who these days is a campaigner for clean water.
You know what? That's a good cause.
He's well into it, and he's well into. He's always bothering the water authorities for pumping shit in the sea.
I'm drinking water right now.
Probably because he's a sharky. Thank you.
It's good.
At number 13, this is late, but this was a definite re-release based on a Levi's advert, which was "Should I Stay or Should I Go" by The Clash. They're only number one because of Love and Kisses by Danny Minogue, who was riding Kylie's fame for the first time.
Yeah, not
here.
Your favourite Minogue. Not my favourite. I don't think it's anyone's favourite Minogue.
Not even our own. It must be hard for her because she was famous before Kylie in Australia. So she must be going, she was riding my coattails. All I want is your love and kisses. Don't give to no one. This Is Your Life by Banderas. Don't know. Oh, Shabaranx is finally into the charts with... guesting on a Scritti Politti hit. I wouldn't have guessed that. CNC Music Fast. Oh, here we go. Number 22. Speaking of one hit wonders, with a follow up that people have forgotten, Deep, Deep Trouble by The Simpsons.
Brilliant. Was this after the Bartman?
I'm going to go out here and go, it's a better song than Do the Bartman.
Really?
Just saying.
I don't think I know it.
Deep, Deep Trouble. It's just got a bit more. A bit more jazz to it. Bart is a bit more. A bit of a better rap in it. You know what I mean? It's not as phoned in. Anyway, Losing My Religion by R.E.M. down from 19. The only song that I've ever sung on karaoke that I did a good job to.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
And I don't know how I did. Maybe my voice is a similar range to Stipes.
Well, you know what? Maybe at the end of the year for a Christmas treat, you've got 12 months to prepare. You could do that for the masses.
Yeah, I'd love to sing Lose My Religion to you guys. Listeners. I'd love to. Do the Bartman, still hanging in there.
Oh, there it is.
At 25. Black Box, another one who people think of a one-hit wonder with Ride On Time. But ooh, Over to You, John, by Jive Bunny, one of the few acts to have three number ones in a row with our first three singles, Jive Bunny, which were a mega mix group. Again, blooms off the rose here. No one's interested anymore. They're done. High Wire by the Rolling Stones and Caravan by the Inspiral Carpets. I think we'll all agree, Britain's big two rock and roll acts.
Yeah.
Unfinished Sympathy by Massive Attack's in the charts at 31.
Oh, I do like Massive Attack.
At this point, they weren't called Massive Attack.
Oh.
They were called just Massive. It was because they weren't allowed to be played on the radio because of the Gulf War, unless they removed the name Attack from the name for a while.
Good fact.
So they're just called Massive. Can You Dig It by the Mock Turtles in at number 33, who I think one Steve Coogan's brother is in the Mock Turtles, or another similar band. He might be in the Mock Turtles.
You always forget which band Neil Buchanan's in, don't you?
I always think it's Nazareth.
You do always think it's a Nazareth, and that's made me always think it's a Nazareth, but it's not Nazareth, and I can't remember who it is.
I'm going to have to look up Steve Coogan's brother now.
I'll check Neil Buchanan, Martin, mate.
Is this what we're doing? We're typing Martin Coogan and
all right. Neil Buchanan.
Hold on. Yes, he was in the Mock Turtles. So he was famous before his brother as well. Him and Danny Minogue must be fucking gutted.
He is in Marseille, which makes sense because it's another place name, isn't it?
Yeah, you can see why I would. You know, Crazy For You, 91 by Madonna. Loose Fit by The Happy Mondays at 37, down from 21. Ring My Bell
Today's
by Morning Love
Monday
and Adiva.
That we're recording this.
It is a happy
it
Monday.
It is a happy Monday.
For some people. You
I'm
know
sure
I mean?
Some people are having a, right
if you're having a hard time. The Shame in at 38, and you entry with Hyper Real. Not one of that. It's no LSI.
No, no.
Jesus Jones at number 40, and just outside of the charts. Well, I'll see if you can work out who this is. You won't know.
Oh, good. This will be
it's
fun.
A big star of his time. He made a comeback, not using his own name. It's a song, Bow Down Mister, it's called, by a group called Jesus Loves You.
What?
Put it this way, it's someone who used a lot of drugs in the 80s, briefly found God.
Oh, that could be any of them. I don't know, who is
it's Boy George.
Oh, Boy George.
Boy George.
Famous radiator man.
It is, yeah. Found God, chained a man to a radiator, went in a jungle.
That is his career.
That's what he did. So that's the charts. That gives you a bit of context. There's some novelty hits in there. There's actually fucking some good stuff in there. Some good stuff.
Simpsons.
Two Simpsons hits. And now we get to decide. Now remember, if we decide that Sit Down by James gets to number one, that means One and Only never gets to number one. That takes its entire reign. James did have a lot of other hits. Chesney also had one of that minor hit. But we're just going to judge on the quality of the song alone, hopefully.
Yeah.
And this is, I find this tricky because I don't love Sit Down by James. And I don't know if I like the One and Only other than thinking it's better than it's given credit for. Like, really? Like, I can't
it's
say
it's not what you'd listen
it's
to.
It's not a great song, is it? Like, it's an effective song.
Yeah.
But Sit Down by James sounds like it stinks. I've got memories of just the sort of people who like that would also like The Levelers, and that's not a plus. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
fucking.
Yeah.
People, like, I don't mind a music festival, but people who like Sit Down by James the best are the sort of people who go to every music festival that year, and they just live the whole summer going to music festivals and not having a wash.
Yeah.
They're fucking. Oh, they won't have a shit unless they can see the contents of the toilet below them. But that's not James's fault, is it?
No, but I guess there is a certain point where you do begin. There's ways you can sort of push away that sector of your audience by changing your image somewhat or changing your sound. And if he doesn't do that, if he doesn't change the scene that he's part of,
and they did, like, not all our songs sound like Sit Down, but Sit Down does, and that's the one.
Sit Down does sound like Sit Down.
I just don't know. What do you think?
I think I've got more of a connection with the One and Only, even though it's. It purely for the wrestling fact, purely because it brings us back to the old IWF
fun,
days, and
it's a bit of fun.
It used to be on a lot more things than it is now. It's not on things as much. No, you don't hear it in films, on shows.
That's true. And I always think if we're doing this and we're not sure, then you've got to go with the status quo. By which I don't mean status quo, but
I think
it has to be
always one of those bands where I don't think I'll like, but then when I listen to them, I think they're all right.
Because, they're that one thing and they do it well, don't they?
Yeah.
Whereas I think it has to be a fairly clear win for the number two to change things. So I'm going to go with Chesney Hawkes.
I think I'm going to have to agree with you, mate.
Hey.
Because it's just, it's got a bit of a rock, you know.
So we are disagreeing with the public consensus, which says that Sit Down is one of the great hard done by number twos. And we're saying, number one, Chesney Hawkes, the one and only.
James, sit down.
Sit down, James. Chesney Hawkes, stand up, son. Join us on patreon.com/feltnow, where we'll be doing a bit of extra stuff, which I believe is seeing if we can find Imagine by Chesney Hawkes.
Fucking hell, this has gone down the shit, hasn't it?
Fuck off, everyone. Fuck off.
That was a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.